Chad Hastings Show, News Talk 790 KFYO and online at KFYO.com. Joining me right now is Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, thank you very much for calling in today.
Well, Chad, thanks for having me on the program.
Well, I appreciate you coming on because the big issue, I think, in the United States, one of the big issues in the United States right now is, of course, what's happening on our border. And you were part of a delegation that was sent and on a U.S. Department of Health and Human Services tour of an immigration detention facility at down in San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base. And tell our audience about how many people were part of this delegation and what you saw.
Well, there was two members of Congress and a few staffers from some other members of Congress. And, you know, what we saw was, you know, Chad, 1,200 children. It was a very sad scene, but it was also a very frustrating scene to see that we had 1,200 of these kids that had been put at risk come into this country illegally. Really, all because we got a president that has refused to enforce the law and has sent a very terrible signal to these people in South and in America and Central America that if you send your kids up here, we're going to keep them. And so it was, like I said, very frustrating.
Were you able to speak to any medical professionals who were there, any nurses who were there, any volunteers who had interacted with the kids?
Yes. Yeah, I did. In fact, you know, they've got a huge infrastructure. You can imagine, you know, taking care of 1,200 people, 1,200 kids, male and female. So they're getting health care, they're getting beauty care, they're, you know, feeding them, they're clothing them. They're completely, you know, taking care of them just like a parent basically would take care of a child, because basically these are children. And, so there's a full-time clinic there, and they have emergency responders on site. It's what it looked like to me is we're spending a lot of money.
What is, when you were touring the facility, what would you say the age ranges were? I mean, when we say kids, I mean, did you see toddlers? Did you see teenagers mainly? What age range would you say most of these kids were?
This particular facility that they've stood up at the base is primarily for 13 to 17-year-olds. So these are junior high and high school kids. The younger kids, as I understand it, are in more of a foster care environment, and these kids are more in a dormitory type, environment as opposed to, you know, children that need a little bit more assistance. So all of these 1,200 were basically 13 to 17-year-olds.
Past people who have gone to tour facilities like this have been told no photographs, no recording devices. Were you all told the same thing?
We were, and it's very obvious when you get there. The reason why is the optics of that are not good for this administration, because what you see is a lot of people that are in this country illegally, and you see a lot of personnel that's required to man these facilities, and so a lot of taxpayer dollars are being expended here, and so it's not good optics for the administration. I think it's, Chad, just between me and you, I think it's one of the reasons that the president doesn't want to go down to the border is that's not a good photo op for him.
I was about to say, it's pretty hard to get away from a photo when the president, well, he says he's not interested in photo ops, so maybe he's not. Anyway, he has been the past 6 years, but now he's no longer interested in photo ops. But let me ask you about this, and this is something that has been bugging me a little bit, because there have been members of Congress turned away from different facilities. We have heard of many of these children who are bringing across just horrible illnesses, diseases, lice that are coming down on their face. I mean, you just see some horrible diseases that are coming from here. Did you see anything like that at Lackland? And if not, do you fear that the facilities where those kids are being held who have some really bad illnesses, are those the places where everyone is just kept out, including members of Congress?
Yeah, so the facility that I saw, Lackland, is a facility that people are transferred, so it's not the primary receiving station. So what I understand is that, you know, when they do kind of an assessment of the kids, you know, their age and whether they did, in fact, either unaccompanied, you know, all of those kind of things, and they determine and so there's a preliminary screening is done, then they're sent to the Lackland facility, for example, or they may be sent to another one. And then there they do an intake, they get a medical exam, you know, and all of that. You know, these were, you know, the kids that I saw, you know, they've been given Western type clothes. They had jeans and those kind of things on. You know, so I didn't firsthand, and I was in the clinic, and basically there weren't, and where we could see sick beds and stuff, and didn't see a lot of kids in sick beds. But again, that was my observation for the hour and a half I was there.
Yeah, so maybe they're keeping people away from where kids really are sick then.
It could be. And one of the things that the nurse, and actually there was a physician there, is obviously if they have someone that has, you know, something that is endangering the rest of the population, they would isolate those folks. And I don't know whether that means isolating them, taking them off campus, or isolating them as somewhere else. But obviously they're sensitive to any kind of an epidemic. Situation.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, the president has requested billions of dollars in order to combat this. The billions that he has requested, will that solve the situation? If not, what will?
Well, you know, Chad, that's the question that everybody's asking up here. And, you know, Congress has increased substantially the amount of money that, you know, we put on the border, and I think we're willing to do that. But the first thing that you have to have is a commitment from this president that he is going to secure the border. And more importantly, that he is going to enforce the law. And so if he's not going to do those two things, throwing a bunch of money at that will really own and when you look at the breakdown that I've seen, is primarily a lot of that is for the humanitarian side of this issue, and not the national security side of it. And my particular concern is the national security side of this, is that if children can get into this country, then what's happening elsewhere where the drug dealers and the cartels are operating? We had a briefing a couple of weeks ago from a Department of Public Safety gentleman from Texas, and he said one of the things that they're doing now is they're diverting our attention with focusing on changing diapers and processing these kids, and then these cartels are operating in other areas of the border, and so it's a certainly a major concern.
On Monday, you said that the U.S. should maybe look at economic sanctions against Mexico. Has that been talked about among other members of Congress? Is that an idea that you think would go somewhere?
Well, you know, I've heard, you know, some of the talking, I think, to Senator McCain last night on one of the Fox stations that mentioned a similar thing. I think what we have to do is not just Mexico, but you know, these other Central American countries. But Mexico is a facilitator here, and their back door seems to be wide open, and that's the reason that a lot of traffic is coming, you know, from South America, Central America. And we really need for Mexico to partner up with us and step up here, because it's obviously has a huge economic impact, you know, for our country as well as national security issues.
Do you believe when the president says that the majority of these kids will be sent home? Do you believe him?
Well, I don't think the records prove that out. And you know, one of the things that really disturbed me, Chad, is I asked the question. I said, "Now, these people that you're releasing these kids to, pending the immigration hearing, are they citizens?" Or do we find out if they're citizen? And the answer to that question was no. And so what we're doing in many cases is turning these kids over to people that have already learned how to operate underground in this country and be in this country illegally. And so do we think we're going to see those kids again? And I think the answer to that is, you know, maybe not.
I know, and I know you're about to have to leave, but I do have at least one more question. And this regards Littlefield, Texas, looking at possibly offering up a facility there, their jail that's empty right now, to house some of these illegal immigrant children. What do you say about those who have concerns about the health, the economic impact that it may have? Down in League City, Texas, they recently said that this would be a drain on local resources if we were to bring kids in. Those in Littlefield, small town, Do you see where that could be a drain on local resources if that were to be an option?
Well, I think that's the decision that the local leaders in Littlefield are going to be made. We have excess capacity all across the country, and we have excess capacity all across the state. One of the things that I don't want the state or the feds to be doing is building a bunch of facilities. And so if in the interim, until we can correct this problem, if you know some communities think that that's going to be beneficial to them, I know that Anson has a prison down there that's empty. Littlefield prison's been empty. There are several across the state. And so that's certainly a local decision that'll have to be made. My primary focus, though, is we need to keep as many of our resources on securing the border, and we don't need the federal government using money to build new prisons. We need the federal government to be maybe building new fences.
Well, it just doesn't seem like that the money that the president's requested will go towards that. It seems it's more window dressing than anything else.
Yeah, and that's what I'm afraid of. And Chad, we've got to fix this problem because, you know, the flow, this facility that I was at, they had processed about 3,600 kids in just a little over or a little less than 2 months. So you annualize that. So that means that just through that one facility, you know, could have 25,000-30,000 kids. That's just not sustainable, and we've got to figure out a way to put a stop to this.
Congressman, appreciate your time today, and we'll talk to you later on, I'm sure, about this issue as it continues to grow down on the border.
Thank you, Chad, and have a great day.
You too.